This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And it's always good to be here with the people of God. And I'm so happy another Sabbath day, thinking on being on the path of righteousness, the path that God has given his people to abstain ourselves from the world, from the things of the world. And it all comes through teaching. And just to be among God's people, the people that have, I was thinking on being like-minded. We're like-minded. Because of the teaching, we keep God's commandments. And I'm just glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're yet going through the scriptures, what we must do. We must go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom. We're yet on that thought. Before we get to that, redeemed.
At times I think about how he brought me out. At times I meditate.
Hallelujah. that beautiful? Redeemed. Thank God for the saints. Thank God for that number. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now,
thank
our
you,
pastor.
Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're grateful for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, and our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took, the life they lived, keeping God's commandments. They were holy, sanctified people. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe the scripture. I believe God's word, and I understand that God changes not. Let's go to Acts 14:21. We're yet in the series speaking about much tribulation. Because if we don't go through much tribulation, we cannot enter into the kingdom. And I feel that so many Christians feel like you can receive the blessing from God and just put it away in a drawer. But if you don't defend it and yield to it, you won't have it long. And for the most part, most don't even get it. But Acts 14:21, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
"And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch."
What?
"Confirming the souls of the disciples."
So again, this is what the sower is doing, confirming the souls. Mm-hmm. Anytime a sower sows seed, they have to step, come back, see if the watering was produced. Mm-hmm. Let's confirm that you're living like God is asking. Confirming the souls, what?
"And exhorting them to continue in the faith."
So if someone's going to confirm your soul, that means someone has to have judgment what your soul should be looking like and what you're to expect. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to St. John 5:22.
Right.
Just a little sidebar.
Yes, that's it.
Say, well, now, if you won't confirm the soul, because you know what a soul look like supposed to be in God, what you call that? That's a vision.
Yes.
And only God's anointed have that vision. Because the Lord said, many ran, but I didn't send them. 5:22 says what, St. John?
"For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son."
Say, well, you can't judge me. Only the Father judge me. That's true. And the Father's putting it in the hands of one to do that. Because the Father said plainly, you can say God don't look at judge people, God, but the Father said, I don't judge no man. But put all judgment, what?
But have committed all judgment unto the Son.
But have committed all judgment unto the Son. So if you're going to get your soul confirmed, somebody got to bring forth judgment to do that. Say, now your soul is on the right track. And the way your life is confirming the word. Your spirit, your attitude. Somebody's got to confirm that. That's why the scripture says, let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. Somebody's got to be able to say, you ain't looking right, you ain't acting right. Because I believe that's what judgment started in the garden, right? What did the Lord tell Cain? Why are your countenance looking like that? Why is it fallen? What's your problem? It's the same thing today. It never ends. This is what it's all about. How we conduct ourselves. And someone is able to point out to you, this is not the way. What does the Lord say? Show them the acceptable time, acceptable year. Read.
For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
Now I believe that. And what?
That all men should honor the Son, even as
God want to see you honor the Son like you say you honor him, because you can't see him, but you can see the Son. And the Son houses the Father. The Son is going to show you what the Father looked like and how the Father should operate in your life. Isn't that beautiful? It's going to confirm that. Isn't that beautiful? Confirming the soul. Right? Thank God. That's what it does. Isn't that beautiful? And you should give them that same honor. So if you can't humble to the one God sent, what you saying you serving God for? Evidently, what you see is blocking you. So you need to change the way you see things. Isn't that beautiful? The way you see things has got to die. Isn't that beautiful? Got to die out of that. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 3. That's where we're going. We're back there. So why do you keep going there? Because the mind that the Lord got is the mind we want to have and keep, because that's the only mind you can have to die. Any other mind is against God's word. Isn't that beautiful? 2 and 3, Philippians.
Let nothing be done through strife.
So we've been all through this. We don't do things for strife and vain glory. So whatever we're doing, we want to make sure it's not going to be strifeful. Is that the right good word, strifeful? Be in strife with our brothers and sisters. We don't want that. We want to make sure it ain't in strife with them. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's beautiful. Everybody looking at me. I think that's beautiful. What you looking at? I'm talking. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, this is how we conduct the service here. We want to slaughter all this alien activity. Behavior don't want to give God the honor that's due him. Give, pay attention. God is talking. Pay attention. Isn't that beautiful? Follow the Spirit. Thank God. Read.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
But what?
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better.
So
than
that's
themselves.
How you begin to die. Think about others. Now, you don't want to think about others to gossip on them. Look on things of others with a positive, always with their striving. And if they're not striving, you can still look on them and say, well, thank God for them. We're praying for them and know they're not striving. Yeah, show them love. Tell them the truth, right?
Yes.
Don't make somebody feel like they're doing something they ain't doing something. Go ahead, read.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
What?
Let this mind be
in you. Beautiful? We want the same mind that the Lord had. Because the Lord came, all he went about was doing good. And he thought about everybody else. Did he ask for anything for himself? Nothing. No. Till the very end, he asked for what he needed. He needed something to ride on. He needed a way into Jerusalem to show who he was. He needed a room for the Last Supper, right?
Yes.
But before that, what did he ask for? He said, the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Right. Was he complaining? No, he wasn't complaining. So you can tell your story without complaining. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Who, read the 7th verse.
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. So
mindset to have, I want to serve. Coming to serve. That means I'm not coming trying to get my needs fulfilled. Why would I say that? When the Lord said, the Heavenly Father knows what you have need of, so don't worry about that. God knows what you got need of. If you really believe that God is in the place, in ones, if he's here, God said, I know what you have need of. You ain't got to worry about it. And the leader's telling you, relax. God got you covered here. But it's not going to stop from going through what you got to go through. You got to go through something. If you want to be like this, you got to go from this to that. We work for everything we got, right?
Yes, everything.
And some go through all kind of bad language to get what they want. Right. What's more important than your soul?
All right. Right. That's right.
If you want that, forget about what you got to go through, right?
Yes.
What?
And took upon him the form of a servant.
What?
And was made in the likeness of men.
What?
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
So that's the problem with a so-called Christian. They don't want to die. They say, everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. And they love these so-called facilities and religions where you ain't got to do nothing, where he did everything. He did do everything, and so are we. Because if you don't do it all, you ain't going nowhere. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We got to die like he died, right?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Even the death of the cross.
So we want to be obedient unto death. This is what this is about. Our mindset's got to be unto death. Think about dying. Because
yes.
If you don't think about dying, you're not going to die.
Right.
You just don't. It's like if you go into a war zone. You don't go into a war zone thinking, oh, I'm going in to sunbathe. You go in there knowing you're going to fight. So when things happen, you already programmed for it, to fight. But you don't come to God and say, well, he paid the price. And then when things happen, what is this? You ain't been told the story. You got to die like he died. We're unto death here. That's what we come for. We didn't come here to hold on to our feelings. No, that's going to be trashed. Right?
Yes.
And that's what we signed up for, right?
Yes.
If you didn't know that, that's what God's going to let you know that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again. Being found in fashion as a man.
He humbled himself and became obedient unto death.
So let's humble down and die.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 36. Let's go there.
Yes.
Don't we just love the scriptures here?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Now that wouldn't have been nice if somebody says no. We had our little, one of our grandkids were here. And said, wasn't that music just nice? And nope. Well, he's not here. Maybe not to things of his own control, but he's not.
Yes.
But that's what children do. Do you like that? Nope. Now, come on. Now that's a child to die, right? Out of that demeanor, right? Come on, it's singing unto the Lord. 8 and 36, what does it say?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
So we, Christians read that and don't really understand. It's for the Lord's sake, we are killed all the day long. So why we get so discombobulated when he says, oh, I had a situation. They talked to me the wrong way. So-and-so happened, so-and-so, like you did in the wilderness. It's because of God. They don't have to know it's God. That's what God got planned for us. How we gotta die. So the situation is there for us to die. What you gonna do with it? It's just like our situation right now. You're here to gain. You can pay attention or you can start flipping the books for no reason. And just reject everything I'm telling you. Isn't that beautiful? You need to know that.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
That's the mindset. We're here. We're like sheep for the slaughter. We're supposed to be killed. So why do we get upset? That's the way our mindset got to be. You got to expect it. Somebody's going to cut me today with words. That's no problem. You don't, there's a way you can accept that without aiding and abetting it. We got one that works with someone with a potty mouth. You know what a potty mouth is? That's a mouth full of potty. Okay. So anyway, how you stop that? When they start potty mouthing, you just look stern or do like the Lord, start reading the ground. Every time they start coming up with cuss words, just start doing something else.
That's right, Pastor.
Just, they'll get the picture. When they start cussing, excuse me for a minute and make your way to the restroom or to some secluded area or back to your seat. Say, well, what is it? I can't stand that type of talk. And you ain't gonna say nothing. Say, they'll get the picture. Say, every time okay, I got it. That's how you do that. Isn't that beautiful? You die. Don't come up there and start cursing back, so don't curse at me. Who the blank you think you are? You can't do that. You want to act silly and start saying, you can't talk to me, you got to go die. Accept it and just,
beautiful.
Don't aid and abet it, but just feel it and don't feel it.
Yes.
I guarantee you, you don't see people kicking trees out there that don't respond, right? They'll move on, they'll get the picture. Now read the 31st verse, what does it say?
first verse.
What shall we say? What shall we then say?
To these things, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Now, it's easy to say, but you got to really believe that. Because many times we always step in because we really don't trust that God is in control. That's our flesh. We have to relax, let God have his way. And if you have to accept a few little words, fine, accept it. You can always respond later. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
beautiful. That's the work of the flesh, always a quick response. It's a spiritual mindset. You know what, I'm gonna meditate on what just happened and get a little guidance. Beautiful. And if you can't get guidance through the teaching in your mind, then you say, I'm gonna call somebody, I'm gonna handle this. Yeah. That's the spiritual mind. Yeah. Not just come back and flip back or, you know, have some kind of negative response. You don't want that. Read.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things?
So wait a minute. He didn't spare him. So God's not going to spare us. He's going to freely give us all the things he gave him. He had to go through everything we have to go through to die. Yes. Before he went to a natural death.
Yes.
We're going to go through a spiritual death, and whatever our natural death is, we're going through that too. That ain't going to change. But you're going to go through a spiritual death, because he said, I am the resurrection. You're going to be resurrected out of the old way of thinking and acting.
Yes.
That's got to die. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Let's read the 37th verse. Nay.
In all these things, we are
more. Nay, in all these things,
we are more than conquerors through him that loved
us. Isn't that beautiful? So
beautiful.
All of these things are set up that we can conquer it.
Yes.
When we conquer, the old man dies. Isn't that beautiful?
Unto
death.
Yes.
Now that's pretty easy for maybe some of us to understand. One of the saints told me that they were talking to a so-called pastor where she works, and this pastor is a lawyer. And so he asked her, said, what you study on Bible study? Because he had knowledge that she went to Bible study. She said, about mortifying the deeds, the members, so that your deeds might be acceptable. And she said, he says, wow. Did he understand?
He didn't look like he did.
She said he looked bewildered. This is the same man that told her last year when we went to Israel. He said, I need to go to Israel. He said, I want to go down the streets that Paul walked down. I want to walk down the streets that Jesus walked down, be inspired. And Dick said, well, if you ain't, you need to be inspired before you go. You're a pastor. He said, well, you know, I just, it'll be good for me. Can I? But we went to Israel. It was just a lot of sights. Now, you didn't walk on the same ground Jesus walked on, because all that dust went back and been, you know, it's been trampled on and recycled everything else. So what you're walking over is just like walking over here, because Jesus never touched it. Now, there's nothing wrong with historical sites. God honored that. Jesus came and walked on Solomon's porch. Oh, that's beautiful. But there ain't no salvation in that. If you don't have salvation before going, and you praying in the Dead Sea and all that stuff, that ain't going to help you at all. And you walking down there and you getting baptized, and that ain't going to help.
No.
Read.
Yes. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come.
What?
Nor
height.
Nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
The love of God is what helps you die. Because the love of God is death to the old man, but life to the new man. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. And 8.
Yes. Yes.
Mindset we have to have is a mind to die.
Yes.
And if you don't have it in your mind, when death comes upon you, you ain't gonna accept it.
Yes.
If somebody told you, said, well, now if you're going into this this situation, you're gonna die. Mm-hmm. If you kick and scream, it's gonna be harder. Mm-hmm. Yield to it, it's easier.
Yeah.
If you know that, you're going to strive to kind of relax. But if somebody don't tell you anything and you see all this, you're going to flinch, right? But if you know what to expect, you can relax. You can accept it better. You need to know you're going to, you got to fight to die. If you know you got to die, you're more susceptible to die. If you know that your brothers and sisters may say something to you in their strive to grow that may be in God's will, you can grow if you can accept that and understand. Give them that room because you may be doing the same thing, right?
Yes.
That's mercy. That's
beautiful.
All right. 2 Corinthians 4:8, what does it say?
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
We are not in, but that's what we signed up for.
Yes. Persecuted, but not forsaken.
What?
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Wait a minute, that's what we signed up for. So let's not get all excited because sometimes we get a little distresses or we've been cast down. Pastor, they're going to fire me. Get unemployment. Take a collection up from the saints. We can only collect so much. Find out your nearest locale for unemployment. And when that run out, we have a great welfare system that you probably deserve, right? Feel good about it. Yet trust God. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
And that, so you have to, how many talk about that? Most people, dying means something you want to do and you don't. And you refrain from doing it. It's going to die. That little extra word, you refrain from it, you die. Anything you want to stop doing, just start cutting off little by little. And the next thing you know, you ain't got nothing to cut off. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
I'm going to, in my dying, I'm going to start being reserved. Be very, everything somebody asks me, I'm going to say, I got to meditate and pray about it. So are you leaving work today on time? I got to pray about that. We're not talking about that kind of stuff.
No.
That's not good, saints. That's somebody don't want to do nothing for you. Where you going? I got to pray about it. No, that's not. Okay. Hey, go read. See, you know what? I think this is relevant and it's very common. This is common stuff.
Yes, it is.
So you say, ooh, I got to go shopping. What you doing tomorrow? I said, well, I don't know. I got to think about that. I don't know. Something going on. Let me get back to you. It's better to say that than just say something. Then, you know, you can't do it and then something comes up, you don't even show up. But just, it is better to say, let me think about it. But that's bad if somebody says, listen, can I borrow your pen? You say, let me meditate. All right, come on, saints. All right, come on. Listen, those that's watching this, you know, it's a little humor goes a long way.
Sure.
Okay?
Come on.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest.
Because it's all about manifesting the life.
Yes.
You can only manifest the life when you walk in the steps.
Yes.
Manifesting the life means to correct sometimes. People love it when you say, oh, he says, look on the things of us. Oh, they have a wonderful way about them. Then the same person says, you know what? They have a wonderful way. They got a problem, don't they? You can go like that. That's thinking of the things of others, but that's gossip.
Yes.
That ain't thinking of the things of others in a positive way. It's talking about being positive. Thinking on things of others, right? But anyway, read.
For we which live are already delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
What?
So then death worketh in us, but life in
you. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. So death really is life in us.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
That thing we're dying out of, because it works together. Dying is being born again.
Beautiful.
They work simultaneously. Simultaneously. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:21. I know time is moving on and somebody might say, well, Pastor, why don't you preach?
All right.
I'm teaching.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes, you are.
And you just be quiet.
Yes, Pastor.
1 Peter 2:21, what does it say?
For even hereunto were ye called. because Christ also suffered for us.
What?
Leaving us an example that ye should follow.
But when you begin to bring out the sufferings, most people want to turn to another station or something, hear something different. Because people don't want to talk about dying. But you have to die if you're going to get into the kingdom. And it's not talking about natural death. It's talking about a spiritual death. Right. You can die natural. If you ain't died spiritual, you're not getting in there. Right. Isn't that beautiful? Right. What?
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
What?
Who, when he was reviled, reviled not
like
again.
I say, if I'm just asking you a question and ask you to speak up, you're going to get all huffy. Well, I said. Why would you get reviled? Because somebody reviled, you know, don't threaten me. That's threatening. Did you know that?
Right.
Say, well, they can't hear you. I said, that's threatening.
Right.
You don't want to act like that. Why would your spirit go like that?
Right?
Let's be careful with the way we do our spirits. It's really in a challenge mode, and that's threatening.
Right.
He didn't threaten. He was reviled and reviled not again. When he suffered, what?
Mm-hmm. He threatened not.
But what?
But committed himself to him that judges righteously.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Judges righteously. And that's the mindset we have to have. 17 and 15. No. Excuse me. Did you read 23?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 5 and 22 again.
All right, sir. Yes.
Not beautiful. How are we doing here on this time? We're doing good. We got to die.
Yes.
And that's the mindset.
Yes.
Let's keep it in our minds. It's easier. 5 and 22 says what?
Yes, Pastor.
For the Father judgeth no man.
Yes.
But hath committed all judgment
unto
the Son. What?
Yes. That all men should honor the Son.
What?
Even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father.
How plain is that?
Which hath
so
sent him.
When you don't honor one another, you don't honor God. How plain is that?
Yes.
Let's go
to
Romans. Did we read that, 5 and 6?
No.
We did not.
Mm-mm.
Let's read Romans 5 and 6.
Yes. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
When we were yet without strength, is that the mindset we should have for one another?
Yes.
When one don't have strength, have the mindset to die, to not impose our will, or not try to kill them.
Yes.
That don't mean that you can't bring things to the attention, but you don't want to do it in a way that's going to try to kill somebody. Give them room. And don't act like, Pastor, they knew better, and they didn't talk to me the wrong way. Well, you can't say, well, they're striving to overcome that.
Yes.
And give it to them and don't kill them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Like the Lord did. He said, for when ye were yet without strength in due time, Christ died. We got to have the mind to die. It means let's not come back with our wrath or our judgment. Because he said, judge not. It's not ours to judge. Said, but if you're not sure about something, if you're uncomfortable about something, tell a leader or tell someone who can help you. Let them deal with it. Then you're done with it. And don't go trying to judge the
you
matter.
You can visit us at any time for our especially broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.